The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I want to welcome you today. Family Inc. provides public health and family support services to women, children, and families in Pottawatomie and Mills County, and it is family's primary goal to assist parents in becoming their child's first and most influential teacher through education, empowerment, and wellness. The Director of Public Health Services is Jenny Sherrick, and she joins me now live. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. I want to talk about the mission of Family Inc., but first I really do want to lead with the headline. There is an opportunity right now, if people invest just a couple of minutes to go online and vote, that Family Inc. may be able to get $25,000 in grant money for a project. Can you talk about this?
Yes, we're so excited. So Family Inc. is currently competing against 199 other projects across the United States to get funding for our Children's Oral Health Mobile Screening Center, with lots of closings of preventative services due to COVID early in the pandemic and slower services being able to be provided due to precautions for COVID-19. Children are going without oral health screenings and other preventative services like immunizations and well child checks right now. Data out just this morning, actually, from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services said 69% fewer services between March and May of this year for children and dental screenings happened. 69% is really, really significant when we consider that toothache K, or it's also known as dental caries or cavities, is the most common chronic illness for children and for teens. And so it's really important that we're able to provide preventative screenings. And our Children's Oral Health Mobile Screening Center is going to do just that. But instead of having children and their families go to a dental office, we're going to go to them with a trailer that's equipped with all of the screening utensils and tools and all of those things, and two hygienists. We're going to go to them and provide screenings for free for these children in Southwest Iowa.
Well, there's another thing from a long-term healthcare standpoint. There's studies that say that plaque that develops on teeth is the same plaque that can accumulate in your arteries, causing heart disease later in life. So good oral hygiene can lead to good heart health. So it's really about taking care of the whole body, isn't it?
You're exactly right. So our mouth, as it turns out, is connected to the rest of our body. You're exactly right. And so taking care of our oral health is really important for a lot of reasons. While we're not generally concerned about children and heart attacks at this point, we are concerned about children and being able to eat, because our teeth provide us lots of great surfaces for eating, for speaking, for also having self-confidence among your peers. Because if you have a beautiful, gorgeous, bright smile, you're wanting to share that with others, and you're more likely to be more self-confident. And that's something that we're really excited about being able to provide for children in Iowa.
So the voting for this grant started nationwide on the 23rd of September, and it just runs through October 2nd. So we just have just a couple of days left here to make something happen. The website is neighborhoodassist.com. Am I right with that?
Yes, exactly. And people can vote with every email address they have, the ones that they even send junk emails to, and provide, you can vote for up to 10 votes every single day through October 2nd at 10:59 p.m. Central Time.
Outstanding. NeighborhoodAssist.com is the website to go to. Can you give me just a real quick overview in the minute or so we have left? What Family Inc. does? There are numerous things, numerous services that Family Inc. provides. And can you cover that for me?
Yes, Family Inc. provides public health and family support services to families in Southwest Iowa. So our family support programs help families with children 0 to 5 to become their child's first and most influential teacher through weekly or biweekly visits to really improve that parent connection and parent support ability. And then our public health services work with women and children, mostly on Medicaid, but lots of services available to those not on Medicaid, to provide developmental support, oral health screening, soon lead testing starting in October, and maternal health home visits for pregnant women. And so we're really excited about those sorts of things. And our final program is Raise Me to Read, which provides an environment that literacy is really important and that every child can read by grade level, by third grade. And so all of those programs work together to really support children and families to be the best that they can be as they grow together.
Jenny, if you could sum up in 30 seconds, what's the favorite part of your job?
The favorite part of my job is helping create communities that are healthy so that children can grow and thrive.
That's fantastic. She is Jenny Sherrick, Director of Public Health Services at Family Inc. They're up for a $25,000 grant, but people have to vote in order to make that possible through the 2nd of October. The voting website is neighborhoodassist.com. And if you're looking for information, you can go to familyia.org. That's familyia.org for any information. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you again for having me.